Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, November 27th. You'll be interested to know, 129 years ago, today, in 1895, Alfred Bernhard Nobel, a Swedish chemist, engineer, and industrialist who is best known for inventing dynamite and other powerful explosives, established the Nobel Prizes through his will, aiming to recognize outstanding contributions to humanity in various fields. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's a chance of light rain, and it feels like 34 degrees with 4-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:13, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:51. It looks like we're in for a rainy Thanksgiving day, with cloudy skies and temperatures reaching near 49, accompanied by an easterly breeze. Tonight, expect more rain likely before 4 a.m., mostly cloudy conditions, a low of 34, and a gentle north wind. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Wednesday will be at 8:15 with a low tide just after 2:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 50 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies on Friday with a high near 47 and a light west wind. Saturday and Sunday will stay mostly sunny with highs around 43 and 40. Nights will be mostly clear with lows in the mid-20s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the Karen Reed case returned to court on Tuesday, focusing on the Commonwealth's request for phone records and media materials. Reed, accused of fatally hitting her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe, with her SUV in 2022, claims she is being framed. A mistrial was declared in June, and the retrial is set for January. Prosecutors seek records from Reed's parents to establish her call patterns and materials from media outlets to highlight alleged contradictions in her statements. Updates on telematics testing from Red's SUV were also discussed, with a ruling on trial scheduling still pending. Now on to sports. On Thanksgiving Day, we have a triple header for football. Game one of the day starts at 12:30 with Bears at Lions on CBS. Then Giants at Cowboys at 3:30 on Fox. And the night game is Dolphins at Packers on NBC at 8:20 p.m. All times are Eastern. Friday afternoon is Raiders at Chiefs on Amazon Prime Video. In local sports, last night, the Vancouver Canucks blanked the Bruins 2-0 at the Garden. Jake DeBrusk netted a crucial power play goal, while Kevin Lankinen's 32 saves sealed the win. Boston's record now stands at 10-6-3. Tonight, the Bruins head to Elmont to clash with the Islanders, who are 8-9-6. Boston is slightly favored by 1.5. On Friday, the Celtics are at the Bulls. In top news, a secret parachute discovered in North Carolina may finally unveil the identity of the infamous skyjacker, D.B. Cooper. The children of Richard McCoy, a suspect arrested for a similar crime shortly after Cooper's notorious 1971 hijacking, believe their father was Cooper. They recently provided the FBI with a modified parachute believed to be linked to the case. This new evidence, along with a skydiving logbook, has prompted the FBI to revisit the investigation. The parachute's unique alterations could significantly advance the case, which has remained unsolved for over 50 years. In business news, the federal government is expanding support for homeownership as home prices continue to rise while borrowers face challenges. Starting in 2025, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac will back mortgages up to $806,500, marking a 5.2% increase. This adjustment enables financing for homes nearing $1 million. Molly Goodman, co-founder of Abundant Housing Massachusetts, emphasizes the need for sustainable financial products. While economists predict slower home price growth in 2025 due to elevated mortgage rates, the lack of supply remains a significant issue, pushing prices higher. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $93,300. Ethereum is just over $3,400. And Goetzius Maximus is about 82 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. 50 years ago, the discovery of the fossil known as Lucy revolutionized our understanding of human evolution. This remarkable find, a partial skeleton of the species Australopithecus afarensis, dates back about 3.2 million years and was unearthed in Ethiopia. Named after the Beatles song Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, Lucy has become a celebrity fossil, providing vital insights into our early relatives. Anthropologists have since identified many more Australopithecus fossils, revealing they walked upright, yet retained some ape-like features. While much is known, researchers continue to explore the broader implications of Lucy's species on human ancestry. And in entertainment news, Showtime's The Agency presents a unique take on the spy genre, focusing on the profound personal and psychological struggles of covert operatives. Adapted from Eric Rochant's acclaimed French series, The Bureau, the show stars Michael Fassbender as Martian, a CIA special agent adjusting to civilian life after 6 years undercover. His return to London reveals hidden surveillance bugs in his apartment and unresolved ties to his lover, Sami, played by Jodie Turner-Smith. With a compelling ensemble, including Jeffrey Wright and Richard Gere, The Agency explores the dark realities of espionage, premiering on November 29th on Paramount Plus with Showtime. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American musician and activist, Willie Nelson. And he said, "Once you replace negative thoughts with positive ones, you'll start having positive results." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.